This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Midwest farm country is home to rows and rows of wheat, corn, and soybeans, but low crop prices have conventional farmers looking for ways to supplement their incomes. One possibility, producing food for farmers markets. Reporting for Harvest Public Media, Brian Thompson has the story.
When you picture a Kansas farm, Phil Holman Hebert's operation in Jefferson County is probably not what comes to mind. He has only 63 acres, and none of it is producing cash grain crops. It's hilly pasture land, but there are no cattle on it. There are, however, about 900 chickens.
They're just hanging out being chickens. Those cooing noises that they're making right now are, I think, one of the ways you can tell the chickens are happy. They're comfortable.
These chickens are producing pasture-fed eggs. Depending on the size, Holman Hebert gets up to $5.50 a dozen for them at area farmers markets. He also sells eggs to restaurants in the nearby college town of Lawrence.
Food is a multi-billion dollar economy in Kansas.
Misty Lechner sees that as a huge opportunity. Part of her job with the American Heart Association is to help local governments encourage the development of local food systems.
If we can change that to increase local food sales by just 1% in Kansas, we're talking multi-million dollar impact on our local food economies.
Conventional farmers are struggling to cope with low prices for commodities like wheat, corn, and sorghum. But local food, like those eggs, fetches a premium. So with net farm income forecast this year at roughly half of what it was a few years ago, why aren't row crop farmers moving en masse into vegetables? Kansas State University agricultural economist Michael Taylor says that transition is more difficult than you might think.
You have to not only harvest your crop and transport it to the market, but if you're in a farmer's market, say, you then have to set up a table, you have to make it look good, you have to have an employee sit there and for the day and sell that product and interact with consumers.
You need to be located close enough to the farmer's market to keep transportation expenses down. And then there's the labor issue.
The planting, the pruning, the harvesting, all of it requires a lot more hand labor. So that has a very different requirement than what it takes to run a combine.
In fact, labor is the main concern keeping Andy and Lavelle Windsor from switching a little bit of their land near Grantville, Kansas, from row crops to gardens. I spoke with Lavelle at a meeting about the local food scene.
Our challenge as a farm is how to make that fit with what we already know that we do fairly well, and to make that work with the equipment and the land and the labor that we have already.
Farmers like the Windsors have huge investments in the kind of equipment needed to farm huge tracts of land in corn, soybeans, and wheat. And it's just about all they can do to keep up with the work that entails.
Yeah, the black beans have been really good for us, something that we can grow in the area.
That's Jake Johannes, who farms a wide range of specialty crops for local customers.
And I'd say, in terms of conventional growers wanting to diversify, I think that diversifying in regard to dry beans and edible beans is a really great way to go.
He says farmers can use a regular combine to harvest the beans, which may prevent the need for new equipment. Black-eyed peas are another option. They produced a good yield for Johannes, but tended to clog the combine with their tough vines and pods. Black beans produced lower yields, but Johannes says that improved when he harvested them by hand. But that comes back to the problem of expensive labor.
Farms around here, you've got someone managing 3,000 to 4,000 acres of row crops and then asking them to take on even an acre vegetable patch. It's a completely different business.
Losing money is a powerful motivator for farmers to take a look at diversifying. But experts say the number one thing to keep in mind, new crops are a long-term commitment, not a stopgap. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Brian Thompson.
That story comes to us through our partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.